Blog Talk Radio.
About the artists, please visit the 92Y website, www.92y.org/92YTribeca. And that is this Saturday night, the 29th of January, at 9 o'clock, 92Y Tribeca, Brandon Ross, Stomu Takeishi, with pianist Myra Melford, premiering their acoustic jazz trio, Promised Land. Again, my name is Batavila Mtombeni. I'm a conflict coach and a mediator, and I'm coming to you from Harlem, USA. This is Untangled Resolutions radio show, The Problem is the Answer, and the title of our show today is Listen to be Heard. It sounds like a contradiction, doesn't it? Listen to be heard. But that is what we'll be talking about when we are in arguments with people. Often the complaint is, this person is just not listening to me. I wish my spouse would listen to me. I wish my children would listen to me. Nobody hears me. Nobody understands me. So I will be bringing to you some techniques that you can use when you are finding yourself in conflict with someone that can help you to get to the bottom of things and come to a resolution. I'm bringing you a set of techniques that come out of what's called active listening. And this is a technique that many negotiators and professional mediators use when they are helping people to sort out their differences. I did not originate the idea of active listening. There is a book, and if you are listening on the internet, and you're looking at your screen, you will see there a book called Getting to Yes. And this is a very important book in the world of mediation. It was written by Roger Fisher and William Urey. And the second edition, they are joined by Bruce Patton. They are of the Harvard Negotiation Project, and they have originated the idea of active listening. I've broken down active listening into 7 steps. Other mediators will break it down differently, but I've broken it down into 7 steps. Today, we're going to focus on the first step and get a little bit into the second step. If you are interested in hearing about all 7 steps to active listening, please join me on the 17th of February for a webinar. If you're interested in joining the webinar, go to our website, www.123untangled.com, and you will find information there about how to sign up for the webinar that is scheduled for the 17th of February, 12:15 in the afternoon, www.123untangled.com. So back to our topic for today, we are talking about listening to be heard. So often the advice that's given to people who are in conflict with each other is to listen. It's important, though, that people know what to listen for. It's not just enough to tell people to listen. People need to learn what to listen for. So mediators who are trained to listen for many things, but there are three things in particular that are especially helpful to listen for. Those are positions, interests, and needs. Positions, interests, and needs. Positions, another way of describing a position, is the demand that a person makes when they are having an argument. So it's things like, I'm taking the car. You can't have the car. The car is mine. I'm taking the car. It's the crux of whatever the argument is about, where people take positions about who's right and who's wrong about the subject that they are arguing about. It's important to listen for positions because the positions allow you an opportunity to open the door to resolving the problem. When you know and understand what a person's position is, then you can start to ask questions that get at the underlying needs and the interests of the people who are stating those positions. So understanding needs and interests is a necessary step to being able to get at what it is that people are arguing about and finding creative ways to resolve the issues that come to their attention. So you'll want to listen for a person's position, and then you'll want to talk about what their needs are and what their interests are. So we want to go and talk with our listeners about what concerns they might be having, and I will help you all by demonstrating what I'm talking about in terms of listening for positions and needs and interests. But before we do that, we have a bit of housekeeping to take care of. First is the call-in number. You can call in at 818-532-9789. That's 818-532-9789. Your calls are anonymous, so I won't refer to anybody by name. I will refer to you by area code. I'd like us all to remember that this is a family show. Anybody can listen in. I know that there are young members of my family who are listening into the show, so I ask that you keep that in mind as you ask your questions and as we have our conversation. If you can, it's best to call from a landline. Most of us are on cell phones, and that's fine, but calling from a landline is very helpful. It's best to stand away from your computer or from whatever microphone it is that might be broadcasting the show. So if you're listening to the show from your computer, stand away from your computer so that we don't get feedback and we're able to hear you. Finally, please do let me know if there are any technical issues. You can email me at info@123entangled.com. That's info@123entangled.com. Okay, so I'm going to set up the next call. In the meanwhile, here's an excerpt from another piece by Brandon Ross. It's called Dry Lips, from an album called Costume. Enjoy. This is Batabile Mtombini coming to you from Harlem. Untangled Resolution, the problem is the answer, and our topic today is Listen to Be Heard. Thank you. we're back, and you've been listening to an excerpt of a piece called Dry Lips by virtuoso guitarist and composer Brandon Roth, and it's from his CD Costume. Again, Brandon can be heard with Stomu Takeishi and Myra Melford this Saturday night, January 29th. I thought they were going back or forward, and I'm not sure. 29th at 9 o'clock in the evening at 92Y Tribeca. For information about tickets and about the artists, please go to the 92Y website, www.92y.org/92Y Tribeca. Okay, so we have our first caller lined up from the 909 area code. And here we go. Caller, you are on the air.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I have a problem. I would like you to help me resolve it, if possible, or give me some pointers. I have a 7-year-old granddaughter, a 6-year-old, and I would like her to start school, but her mother would rather have her stay home and do homeschooling. And I think she would benefit more by being with other children. What do you think?
So let me be sure that I understand. And first of all, thank you so much for calling in. I'm glad to have you here on the show. What I'm hearing is that you're having a difference of opinion with your daughter about the education of her children.
Correct.
So you want her to send your granddaughter to school because you're concerned about her being with other children and getting new friends and so forth, while her mother prefers that she stay home and be homeschooled.
Correct.
Okay. So I have a bit of an idea in terms of what your position is. Your position is that the child should go to school, and that the interest that you have is in your granddaughter making friends and being exposed to.
Correct.
What I'm curious about is what you know about what her mother feels is the reason for her position, which is that her daughter should be educated at home.
She feels she can do a better job.
Tell me more about that, please.
Well, she feels her social exposure is not limited because she gets to see other children at church, but I feel a school environment is something different. And I really wish I could convince her that it would be a better idea for the child to be involved with other children.
What has your daughter said about why she believes that she would do a better job educating the children at home, or her daughter at home?
Well, she's very protective of her children, and I understand so, but I think she's taking it to extremes. And I don't have the skills. I just have not been able to communicate in a very effective way to convince her to change her mind.
Well, you've told me that she's very protective of her children.
Correct.
And a person who's protective of their children, what that's saying to me is that she's afraid of something. What do you know about what she might be afraid of?
I really have no clue. Probably she doesn't want her child learning other things from other children. That's the only thing I can think of. But I feel her fears are unfounded. And if I could have a way of getting to convince her, I'd really feel like a winner.
Well, yes. Yeah, so part of what we are about is creating win-win solutions so that you win every time. So let's talk a little bit more about this situation. One of the first things that you just said was that you really have no clue what her fears are. So one suggestion I have for you is to have a conversation with her, and we call it an interest-based conversation. If you were listening at the beginning of the show, we talked a bit about needs and interests. And so when we talk about having an interest-based conversation, it is one that understands that there are positions that people take. In this case, you have a position that your granddaughter should go to school, and your daughter's position is that her child should be homeschooled. Then we talk about what are the needs and the interests that are underlying those positions. You feel that it's important for your granddaughter to make friends with other children and have socialization or be socialized in a conventional school setting. And so we understand that that's what your interest is. You talked about your daughter being very protective of her children, and so that gives us a bit of a clue as to what might be her needs and her interests. But you have not, it sounds like you haven't actually spoken with her about what particular fears she has. So I'm suggesting that you have a conversation with her where you ask her specifically, what are her fears?
Okay.
And I'm suggesting that when you ask her specifically about what her fears are, you listen carefully to them and talk through what might be the pros and the cons of going along with what her fears are, or perhaps trying something different. So now you have an opportunity to generate options that can address her fears. Because when you can address her fears, then you have a better chance of her seeing it as being in her interest to send the children to school as well.
Yes.
If that's what she decides are her interests. But here's an interesting thing that might happen. If you come to understand what her fears are, you might find that her fears are actually reasonable, and you might find yourself changing your mind about the position that you're holding right now. So that's another reason why it's important to have an interest-based conversation with someone, because it allows you to test out your position and see whether there might be room for movement on your part as well.
Okay.
Was there anything else that you had to ask me about regarding the situation?
Am I able to get help elsewhere if that doesn't work out?
What I might suggest is that you could call a mediator in your area, or you could call me. You can send me email at info.123untangled.com, and I can communicate with you about resources that are available in your area or through our company to let you talk further through these issues and talk with your daughter as well about what her concerns are.
Okay. Thank you very much for spending the time. I appreciate it.
Well, you're very welcome. And I'm glad to have you as a listener, and I hope that you continue to listen.
Thank you.
All right. Now we're going to go to our next caller. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, you're very welcome. Welcome to the show. I'm so glad to hear from you.
Yes, my question is simple and it's just technical. I'm suggesting that when you tell us the time, you tell us which time zone you are referring to, because I think you have a nationwide audience.
You are absolutely correct. The way that the show is set up on the internet, I'm on the East Coast, and so when I plug in the time for the East Coast, what I've been told by tech support is that the time zone shows up for the person depending on where they're located. So if you're calling, let's say, from California, it should show your time zone, Pacific time zone, in your computer. I do understand that there has been a bit of a mix-up about that, and I thank you for bringing it to my attention. I will be working with tech support about that, and hopefully we'll have this ironed out by the time of our next call, or our next show, I'm sorry.
Thank you very much for taking my call.
Well, you're very welcome.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for listening. So, yes, this is our first broadcast of our radio show, The Problem is the Answer. Our topic today is Listen to be Heard. And as you just heard, there are perhaps some technical issues with the show. That's why we have a 30-minute format for this first show, so that we can iron out the technical issues and bring you a better show next time. Speaking of next time, our next show is scheduled for the 13th of February, Sunday the 13th of February. We're skipping next week because even I will not compete with the Super Bowl. I will be watching the Super Bowl next Sunday. So we will come to you on the 13th of February here at blogtalkradio.com. We will also be moving to a new time. Our time slot is 5 o'clock going forward, and a new format. Our time is going to be a full hour, so that plenty of people have an opportunity to call in and ask their questions. We're getting down to the last 5 minutes of the show, so we don't have time to take another caller. But I'm going to take some time to recap so that those of you who may have joined the show a little bit late can have an opportunity to learn what it is that we've been talking about. So we've been talking about listening to be heard, and this is based on a technique that mediators and negotiators use called active listening. I've broken down active listening into 7 steps, and we are talking about the first step and getting a little bit into the second step. If you're interested in hearing about all 7 steps, join me on the 17th of February for a webinar. And for information about the webinar, you can go to the Untangled Resolutions website, www.123untangled.com, for information about how to join the webinar. But our topic today has been listen to be heard, and we talked about what to listen for. And what we're listening for is for positions, for needs, and interests. Positions are the demands that people make when they have arguments. And while at first it can be annoying, if not infuriating, to hear people making demands when you are angry and they are angry, I'm suggesting that it is important to take a step back and listen to what the positions are that people are putting forward. We had a caller who called in who specifically has a conflict with her daughter regarding her granddaughter going to school. And so grandma's position is that the child should go to school and be socialized in that environment. And mom's position is that the child should be socialized at home, and that the child has plenty of opportunities to be socialized because they take her to church each week. So what I suggested to mom was, to grandma, was that she talk with her daughter about why she feels it's better to educate her child at home. And grandma guessed that mom had some fears about sending her children to school, but did acknowledge that she's not exactly sure what those fears are. So it's important to get that information. When you understand things like what those fears are, then you can address those fears in a substantive way. You can then think about creative ways of resolving the issue. She asked about having other resources, and what I've suggested is that she might reach out to a mediator who would be able to sit down with her and her daughter and lead them through a conversation where they talk through what the underlying needs and interests are so that they can begin to generate options and come to a mutually beneficial resolution. So that is what we're talking about in terms of the first steps for listening to be heard. We will come back to you again on the 13th of February at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. There we will talk about the next steps in terms of listening to be heard, and that is reframing and paraphrasing. And these are techniques that we use when we have a conversation with someone to make sure that they understand that we are hearing them. So that's 5 o'clock on the 13th of February. Please join us again here on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Batabile Mtombeni. I'm a mediator and conflict coach, and I'm your host. Coming to you from Harlem, USA, this has been Untangled Resolutions radio broadcast. The problem is the answer, and our topic for today has been Listen to be Heard. I'm so glad that you chose to join us. I hope that you join us again. And feel free to send comments or questions to info@123untangled.com. That's our email address, info@123untangled.com. So we are going to end the show now with another piece from Brandon Ross, and this is also from his CD Costume. Again, you can hear Brandon Ross, Domu Takeishi, and pianist Myra Melford in their premiere performance at the Acoustic Jazz Trio Promised Land at 92Y Tribeca here in New York City. So if you're in New York City next Saturday night, please join us. You won't be sorry. Have a wonderful rest of your Sunday and a terrific rest of the week.